Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for November 6th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we are going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Monday, we talked about Facebook AI research announcing an open source suite of tactile technologies to give robots a sense of touch. This includes low-cost tactile sensor containing LED RGBs called Digit, as well as a virtual environment that trains robots called Tacto. Facebook AI Research, or FAIR, has four main areas of study in tactile research: hardware, simulation, processing, and perception. Digit was previously announced in 2020 as a vision-based rather than the usual resistance-based system. For this particular system, RGB LEDs are placed around a clear silicone gel pad, and when touching an object, this pad creates a shadow that allows Digit to recognize touch and respond with a certain amount of force to avoid crushing an egg, for example. Digit only costs about $15 to manufacture, and its open source hardware makes it easily available to universities and research institutions. It's also marketed under the name GelSight for high-resolution, non-destructive surface analysis, and it looks kind of like an ultrasound wand. FAIR is also developing a simulation called TATCO, allowing machine learning systems to train in a virtual environment without collecting large amounts of real-world hardware data. TATCO generates hundreds of frames of high-res touch readings per second to replace researchers physically touching the sensors to generate data, which would take way too long and would be a pretty boring job. FAIR has also developed a touch-sensitive skin for robots called Reskin, which is a little bit of a creepy name, and it was created in collaboration with Carnegie Mellon University. It's an inexpensive and durable silicone material that contains micromagnetic particles layered over a grid of magnetometers to measure magnetic force. So if the skin touches something and is pressed against this grid, it changes the magnetic flux read by the magnetometers and provides the resulting data to a chip for Reskin to make a decision on how much force to apply. It has a spatial resolution of about 1 millimeter with up to 90% accuracy. All three of these developments are promising for robotics AI for tasks like object classification, detecting what things are through touch, also called proprioception, and robot grasping for smaller, soft objects that are difficult to manipulate. By combining these innovations with machine learning, FAIR is teaching robots to recognize what they are touching and how much force to apply to these different objects. To broaden the availability of both Digit and TATCO, a machine learning library called PyTouch provides open source software so that users without a computer science degree can also access these technologies. You could build your own Digit, download a model from PyTouch, and use it to build an egg juggling robot, probably. I know advances in robot technology are cool, but don't get all touchy-feely about it. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at dailytechnewssh, and you can find me at Ackerman's Nicole on Twitter. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.